Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today is going to be the 25th day in a do-it-yourself retreat called 33 Days of Morning Glory. And it's in preparation of a Marian consecration. If you like this little booklet, you could call Anna at 305-205-2907. So we're almost completing. We're at week number four with St. John Paul II. And this is the retreat within the retreat. It's called Day Two, Mary's Retreat. And I hope all the mothers had a great Mother's Day yesterday, and grandmothers, and all mothers of all kinds. Blessed be the mothers, and blessed be our spiritual mother, Mary, the Immaculate Conception. And let's pray that we're going to one day be the servant of Mary, because that's what it was talking about. Servant of Mary. And we're going to pray for that. We'll do a Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Day begins, day 25, in a little booklet that the Father Gately has published. And as I said, it's Mary's Retreat, day number two. Yesterday we began a retreat within our retreat by joining Mary's retreat. In other words, we began to ponder the ways Jesus prepared Mary to understand and fully embrace her new motherly role in the kingdom of God. Today, we continue to retreat at the wedding feast of Cana, where Mary's motherly meditation gloriously shines forth. In her mediation, let us review the scene from John 2, 1 through 12. The mother of Jesus is at the wedding feast, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited, presumably because of Mary. The wine runs short, and Mary notices this and brings it to the attention of her son. They have no wine. Jesus seems to rebuke her. Woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has yet to come. But Mary nevertheless tells the servants, do whatever he tells you. The servants follow Jesus' orders to fill some of the jars of water. Then the water becomes wine, and the disciples believe. Now let's ponder deeply in St. John Paul's commentary on this scene. His words to get to the heart of Mary's role in our lives and explains why we should be seeking to consecrate ourselves to her. And that's all of us. Please, please, I hope we're all following along and doing these days. If not, start now and make it up. Cana clearly outlawed the new dimensions, the new meaning of Mary's motherhood. It is new kind of motherhood according to the spirit, according to the flesh. This is to say, Mary's solitude for human beings is coming to them in a wide variety of wants and needs. At Cana in Galilee, there is shown the only concept of human need, apparently in a small and one little importance. There's no wine, but it's a symbolic value coming to aid of human needs and means. At the same time, the beginning of those needs was in the radius of Christ's messianic mission and salvific power. there is a mediation. Mary places herself between her son and mankind, a reality of their wants and needs and sufferings. She puts herself in the middle to say that she acts as a mediatrix, not only an outsider, but also her position as a mother. She knows that Sutta can point to her son, the need of mankind. And in fact, she has a right to do so. Her mediatrix or meditation and the mediation is thus in the nature of her intercession. Mary intercedes for mankind and all. And the mother also wishes the messianic power of her son to be manifested, that salvific power which is meant to help man and his misfortune to flee from the evil in various forms and degrees which heavy upon her life. Another essential element of Mary's marital task is found in the words of the Savior. Do whatever you tell you. The mother of Christ presents herself to a spokeswoman of her son's will, pointing out to those must be done that the salvific power of the Messiah may be manifested. At Cana, thanks to the intercession of Mary and the obedience of the servants, Jesus begun his hour at Cana and may appear believing in Jesus. Her faith invokes the first sign of the help of the kindling of the faith of the disciples. This episode at Cana, a gallery, offers us the sort of first announcement of Mary in the mediation, whose ordinance towards Christ, tending to the revelation of his salvific power. Now, I'd like to highlight a few important points from this message to ponder. Not necessary, but the God's choice that humankind of the human made of the Lord, which does the Father perfectly has a right as a mother and matriarch to the point of her son and needs mankind. Today we recognize it as such a powerful mother of mercy, regard our need and attention. Number two, Mary needs servants to obey her words, to do whatever her feels telling like. Do whatever he tells you to. Are you ready to be her servant so Jesus can begin his hour of our day? Number three, it is clear from the words to do whatever he tells you that Mary's role is whatever ordinance towards Christ. It tends to in the revelation of a saving power. Mary's meditation and mediation, therefore, is a union with and subordinate to the one mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Today's prayer, come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, remind me to ask for Mary's powerful intercession in my times of need. Amen to that. And it just gives me the story how recently I told you I lost my little bird. And I said he went to heaven. I posted this on social media. You'd be surprised the response I got. A great response. Normally I get no responses on my posts and my pictures. But people find the littlest need that we need. We accept those needs, and God prays for us for the smallest need that we may have. So thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for looking out after us for these small needs that we may seem trivial,
to some people, but to others, it's an important need. And amen to that. And thank you, Lord, for Mary, for interceding for us in our even our smallest needs. Amen.